Houses are built for you to hold councils in. Indians hold theirs in the open air. I am a Shawnee. My forefathers were warriors. Their son is a warrior. From them I take my only existence. From my tribe I take nothing. I have made myself what I am, and I would that I could make the red people as great as the conceptions of my own mind when I think of the great spirit that rules over us all. I would not then come to Governor Harrison to ask him to tear up the treaty, but I would say to him, Brother, you have the liberty to return to your own country. You wish to prevent the Indians from doing as we wish them, to unite and let them consider their lands as a common property of the whole. You take the tribes aside and advise them not to come into this measure. You want, by your distinctions of Indian tribes and allotting to each a particular, to make them war with each other. You never see an Indian endeavor to make the white people do this. You are continually driving the red people, where at last you will drive them into the great lake, where they can neither stand nor work. Since my residence at Tippecanoe, we have endeavored to level all distinctions, to destroy village chiefs by whom all mischiefs are done. It is they who sell their land to the Americans. Brother, this land that was sold and the goods that was given for it was only done by a few. In the future, we are prepared to punish those who propose to sell land to the Americans. If you continue to purchase them, it will make war among the different tribes, and at last I do not know what will be the consequences among the white people. Brother, I wish you would take pity on the red people and do as I have requested. If you will not give up the land and do cross the boundary of our present settlement, it will be very hard and produce great trouble between us. The only way to stop this evil is for the red people to unite in claiming a common and equal right in the land, as it was at first and should be now, for it was never divided, but belongs to all. No tribe has a right to sell, even to each other, much less to strangers. Sell a country? Why not sell the air, the great sea, as well as the earth? Did not the great spirit make them all for the use of his children? How can we have confidence in the white people? We have good and just reasons to believe we have ample grounds to accuse the Americans of injustice, especially when such great acts of injustice have been committed by them upon our race, of which they seem to have no manner of regard or even to reflect. Everything I have told you is the truth. The Great Spirit has inspired me.